Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of podcast at Equity Manager. So since the last podcast, we will analyze the developments in the stock markets, the sentiment around investing overall, and what should an investor think, plan, and how should we address and navigate this extremely difficult time which has come around in the equity markets in India and also globally. So the first thing is that funds outflow has constantly been going on. FIIs have been constantly selling. Till probably the last 3-4 days, the selling was very strong and funds have been going out. And if you look at it from a point of view of global markets and another asset class called gold, gold has been rising. So, you know, where the funds, there is something called as hot money, which basically keeps moving around here and there. For the short to medium term. And you can see that this money has been floating around from riskier markets, which was India, where the valuations were clearly stretched and scope for growth and scope for gaining profits had drastically reduced, which is very clear. And the money has flown towards some of the European markets you saw went up, Chinese markets are going up, and also towards gold. And subsequently, what we saw is that due to the announcements that Donald Trump is making on tariffs, even the US markets have severely corrected in the last 1 month, close to 10% fall. And in fact, the Nasdaq has entered into almost bear territory, as we call it. So why is this really creating such a flutter? And why should, just because of some announcements of tariffs, things go crazy in the stock market? So for investors to understand, let us look at one thing. What does markets or investors who are putting money in markets, what do they like? They like a certain amount of predictability, a certain amount of certainty in earnings and growth. That is where they invest money. Now, when tariffs are being announced, it's like a mini war. One country putting X amount of percentage on the imports and the other one putting back and forth between Canada, Mexico, India, China. Even the European Union was not spared by Donald Trump's announcement. So what is happening is that it's creating uncertainty in the mind of investors that whether when they are putting money, is it really going to give them growth or suddenly because of some reason, because of extra tariffs, slowdown will happen and, the money will not grow overall. So that is why risk aversion is in play. When risk aversion, what does it mean is that right now it's uncertain, it's risky to put in more funds. And whatever profits we have, lock them, wait and watch. So that is what is really playing out. And especially in a market like India, where, selling pressure can bring especially the mid caps and small caps further down, lack of buying is also coming into play. See, prices fall in two scenarios. One is when there is heavy selling. The second is even minor selling, but there is lack of buying. When there is not enough buyers, prices will automatically start falling because minor selling also. So if you look at it right now, over the last 6-7 days or so, the selling has been happening, but in a slower pace, gradually. You see there is lack of buying interest. Now, how do we address this situation and how do we navigate it? So let me ask a very simple question. You have to ask yourself if you are listening to this podcast. If let's say the latest iPhone is on 30% discount. If the favorite car that you wanted to buy and you're saving up funds comes for 30% discount. Let's say you're planning to buy a house and there is discount on real estate. And like many consumers in India, wait over 12 months to buy on Big Billion and Amazon Great Sale because it's on sale, whatever they want to buy. I'm not talking about impulse buying, just for the heck of buying. I'm saying things you really wanted. Now, if you're an investor or if I'm an investor and I have been doing, investing over a period of time, I believe that the overall scenario in the next 7 to 10 years is that the world's economy and Indian economy will grow. Overall scenario. This is the time of sale. Even when I was searching for stocks in October, September, I was surprised there's nothing less than 50-60 PE in the small and mid cap space. Even the large caps were high. Just to give you an example, just go back and see in November 2023, India's largest oil refining, Indian Oil refining company, was trading at a mere 3.4 or 3.5 PE ratio for, you know, November 2023 and full 1 month. Until June 2024, in 6 months, the price doubled from 90 to approximately 180. So can you see the kind of craziness that came into the market? Anything that was undervalued in a bull market was being taken, or fairly valued, was being taken up like crazy. And it was pushed to highly valued. Now, when the market sentiment has reversed negative, anything that is fair or maybe above fair is getting down beaten to cheaper value. That doesn't mean that everything is at cheap value. No. But there are pockets of valuation. How do I say that? Let me give you one simple example. Nothing over here is financial advice. Please do your own research. No buy sell recommendations are ever given at Equity Manager. We are not your financial advisors. So with that disclaimer, if you look at some stocks which are below their historical 10-year price to earnings, one of them, I will give you an example, to BPCL and Maruti. Maruti is trading at a valuation which was in April 2020. Now, what was the world scenario for automobiles, especially for consumer products in 2020? What was the world grappling with? Coronavirus lockdown. Will lockdown end? How long will the lockdown? First lockdown hoga, dusra bhi hoga. Who will buy cars? Who will buy things? People are in risk aversion. At that fear level, Maruti was a certain valuation. I'm talking price to earning, not price. Maruti is currently at that. Now, just sit back and think. Is it fear that is really running, or is it really some kind of logic? Yes, economic uncertainty is a little high due to these tariff wars. Yes, corporate results in India have slowed down. Yes. Yes, we don't know consumer spending will come back again strongly into the market post, you know, the benefits in the tax that have been announced in the budget. We don't know whether government spending capex will come or private capex will come. We don't know that for sure, but it is not at that level of uncertainty. So if someone sits back and zooms out and thinks, see, is this the right time when I'm thinking, you know, about long term? Probably the answer should come yes, because it is time, it is fire sale almost to some extent in some pockets. Now, that said, a thorough research needs to be done. Analysis needs to be done before making any decisions. Especially if you are a retail investor, which most of us are, without access to deep insights into corporate results and management commentaries, etc., then what should we do is we should definitely not stop our SIPs if they are in the right funds. And if income allows and situation allows, it's probably a chance to top up your SIP, which means increase it. So one strategy that helps many people and people adopt is when the markets reach a peak, don't stop SIP. Let's say if you're doing 10,000, bring it down to 5,000 a month, because you know it's like getting crazy at valuations time. The good indicator is looking at Nifty's historical price to earning. Nifty is a very good indicator. Right now, in fact, Nifty's historical price to earning is below or equal to almost its 10-year average. That is also one reality. So if you bring down from 10 to 5,000 for a few months, now if that saved up money is there or that extra buffer is allowed, then from 10 to maybe probably make it 15, probably make it 20. Because when there is sale, that is when things are cheap. How long will this last? That is the next question people will ask. The answer to that is no one knows. And if somebody claims to be knowing, they are lying. Because actually no one knows. It could be 6 months. It could be 1 year. Who knows? It could be longer. But if the fundamental belief is that in the next 5 to 7 years, if we look at it, the world's economy and especially Indian's economy will do better than what it is, will grow. And if equities is something which a person believes in as one asset class, then this is probably the right time to allocate a little bit more. Do your own research, pick the right funds, and happy investing. Hope this podcast will settle some of the fears, and we'll try to bring more commentary, more analysis on certain specific sectors probably also to give you and keep you updated on what's happening. Take care. Till next time. Bye.